Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4381.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My father has had a significant influence on me. He's always taught me what's right and what's wrong, and I've always looked up to him.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a great man like my father, and hopefully career-wise, I plan to be an occupational therapist.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as a great communicator, a great listener, and overall a great person. I love seeing people happy.
Well, what types of things make you happy?
Spending time with my family, whether it's going out to the park or just staying at home and watching a movie. I love spending time with my sister and my brother and my dad, my mom, everyone, even my dog.
What types of things make you sad?
Well, I guess the exact opposite. When I don't get to, when I'm away from my family or my dog, that actually does make me sad. I was in Oregon for about a month, and I miss my dog the most.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
The world I come from is a world full of challenges, and the world is always testing you on how you respond to these challenges. And depending on how you respond to these challenges will make you who you are. And that's what I believe makes me who I am, how I have responded to these challenges.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
Well, obviously, this is my opinion, but I think I get along with everyone great. I've never really had any trouble with anyone ever. I know it's a little weird because sometimes a lot of people have, something they dislike about a person, but I always like to think myself as that I do not think that. I guess I developed this attribute because, coming here in an early age and not knowing English and none of that stuff, I had to learn how to adapt and how to, look for the good in a person because I can always communicate. So I believe that's how I developed that attribute.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Probably their communication skills. I feel like if you're able to communicate with a person, you're usually able to get past any hurdles that you may, that may get in the way of anything, whether it's at work or school or, your family, girlfriend, anything.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
To never give up, and if you have a dream or, in terms of anything, to just work hard towards it and, don't let anyone tell you what you can or can't do.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Like I said before, anything really, whether I'm at home watching a movie or going out to the park or going on vacation somewhere or just having dinner for Thanksgiving, anything really counts.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
My grandma gave me an ornament that was passed down from her grandma. I don't know why she chose me. She has other grandchildren. So I felt like this is why I cherish it so much, because she chose me. I still don't know why. She never told me why. So I keep it. I value it. Like, it's priceless to me. So I plan on passing it down to one of my grandchildren one day as well.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Definitely sports. Playing outside with friends and playing anything. Tag. Anything you can imagine, that's me running around. That's all I did as a kid.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy, and do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book? That's a toss-up. I really liked Fahrenheit 451 for a long time, but I think now I got into the Game of Thrones series. I think I enjoy that a little bit more. I guess types of books I enjoy, that's difficult. I do enjoy autobiographies, but at the same time, I do like fiction, so I like a little bit of both. Favorite literary character? Can it be from Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay, I like Tyrion Lannister. That's probably my favorite character.
Okay. What is your favorite word and why?
Evolve. Probably because I know going through that myself, I had to learn how to evolve when I came here to the States, and I had to learn how to adapt to everything. So I feel like it's a big part of my life, and that's probably why it's my favorite word.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
Last movie I saw was American Sniper. It was very good until the end. It was very sad. But yes, overall I did like it.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Oh man, probably better question would be what type of sports don't I like to watch? probably my favorites are soccer, obviously. Basketball, football, I like hockey. Those are probably my favorites, but I'll watch anything, really.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Let's go back to it. I play sports. I love playing sports with my friends. I love playing basketball, football, soccer. If the weather is not allowing that to happen, I like playing board games with my friends, or, you know, just sit down and have a conversation and whatnot.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
Yes, I believe I am a creative person. I love to make music. I actually have worked with a couple of artists from the area. And, you know, I don't know how to play any instruments yet, but I do know how to make beats and stuff on the computer. So that's how I express my creativity. And I love doing that in my free time.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes. I look like Christopher Reed from the movies House Party and what other movies has he been in? Class Act, I believe. Yes, I have heard that my whole life.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
Last year, I went bungee jumping. My whole life, I've been afraid of heights. So this was a very, very... had a huge impact on me because, you know, sitting up there on top of the cliff, you're thinking of everything and anything that could happen, and I was able to overcome it, and I knew that if I was able to overcome that, you know, nothing could really stop me.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or even fictional, whom you would like to interview, and explain why.
This is a tie between Stephen Hawking and Albert Einstein. They're just, they have such great minds. I would love to just sit down and pick their brains and just talk to them about, you know, because I'm so interested in, like, space and physics and all the things related to that. I think it would be awesome to sit down with one of them and just have a conversation.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I think I could go back to the bungee jumping. It was my first... maybe last time that I did that, and it's like I said, it was something, you know, I've been afraid of heights. Like, I didn't go on a roller coaster until I was like already 17, 18 years old, so I've always been afraid of heights, and I just decided to do this just to see if I can do it. Maybe my next adventure would be to skydive. Ooh. Take it a notch above.
It's a big jump, literally.
Yeah.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
After high school, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life. So I worked at the bank for a little while, and I was making decent money, especially for an 18-year-old. The risk I took was I decided to quit to go back to school. I knew that, you know, I wasn't going to have an income anymore. But now that I see where, you know, I'm going with my life, I know that that was the right thing to do.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Probably the Big Bang Theory is something that always blows my mind, how everything in the universe today came from a single point, smaller than an atom. Just the thought of that always unsettles me and blows my mind and amazes me, really.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
I'd probably go back to where I took the risk and I know it was the right thing to do. I was working at the bank and I was starting to settle for, you know, just having a full-time job or whatnot. And I guess I had an eye-opening moment when my sister and my brother decided that they were going to go back to school. And I thought, you know, I don't want to be the one that's, you know, just stuck working this job that I don't even like. So I want to decide to go back to school as well. So I feel like that was the eye-opening moment for me.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Honestly, I would not mind just being at home and you know, watching a movie with my family. There's really nothing else I would prefer, to be honest.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is to take it day by day, one step at a time. Try not to overwhelm yourself with things that seem that are extremely challenging. And if you break things down and, you know, just take your time with things, eventually you'll be able to succeed.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Most difficult time of my life was certainly when I moved to the States. It was I was used to the weather down there in Brazil, and I came to New York in the middle of February. So that was just that in itself was a huge change, and you know, the culture difference, and I didn't know the language. So I had to learn at a really young age, I had to learn how to adapt quickly. At first, I was really sad by it, and I kept thinking, you know, negatively about it. But then I started to, you know, what are the positives? What can I do here? Instead of just mope around, I decided, okay, I am going to learn the language. I am going to try and succeed. And, you know, it's one of those things that I knew that overcoming that, I would be able to overcome anything, really.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience was when I was volunteering at a therapy center. I was working with the kid that had he had a traumatic brain injury, and he couldn't walk anymore, or and he couldn't really talk. And the time I spent with him, there was one occasion where he took a couple of steps, and seeing the look on his parents' face, really like it almost overwhelmed me with like emotion, because I saw that they were so happy and so proud and how much they had worked for that towards that goal. So I felt like that was an extremely rewarding experience for me.
Who is your favorite actor?
Brad Pitt.
What is your favorite dinner?
I probably have to go with Mom's Lasagna.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes, Risk, and until this day, I love Risk.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Besides bungee jumping, I don't think anything could top that.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I drink a full glass of water and I try to stretch as much as I can.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Travel to other galaxies and explore other worlds and things like that. I feel like that would be awesome.
What is your favorite season and why?
Well, for a couple of reasons, my favorite season is fall. Thanksgiving is in fall, football season starts in the fall. School starts in the fall, so you get, you know, you get in that rhythm. And I love seeing the leaves change color and all that. Everything is, I love fall.
What matters to you most?
Family.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you, unless someone specifically asked you this question.
That I'm afraid of aliens. I used to, when I was a kid, I was deathly terrified of E.T. I could not even see his face that I would run and cry. And I guess this, like, sort of turned into, I mean, I'm not a phobia, I don't have a phobia of aliens where, like, if I see one on TV, I'm gonna start freaking out. But sometimes I do think that aliens just gonna come down and abduct me for some reason. I cannot tell you why.
Oh What is the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
Okay, this is a funny and embarrassing story. When I was in high school, I was obviously trying to impress these girls. So, you know, we're walking through the hallways and I see these flight of stairs. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm gonna show these girls how cool I am by, you know, sliding down the handrail. But I hadn't accounted for the weight of my book bag and all the textbooks on there. So as I'm going down the rail, the weight of the book bag pulls me back, and I roll down the stairs, and I fall all the way to the bottom. And all the girls are just laughing at me, and until this moment, I just think to myself, and I just shake my head of how embarrassing that was, and there's nothing I could do, and I lost some cool points there.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
Probably the fight against obesity. I feel like it's a problem, especially here in America, that should certainly gain some more. I mean, I know that has some attention, but people are still going out eating fast food and not really caring about their diet until they're older, and then they have all these heart problems and things like that. I feel like people should worry more about that since it is the leading cause of deaths in America. It's a heart disease, so.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I would love to be Spider-Man. I've always loved Spider-Man, mostly because he's different than all the other heroes because he still has like a life and he still deals with issues. Like he always has problems with his girlfriend and he has problems at home and he's always trying to, pay rent and things like that. So he's the most human superhero, I feel, where, Batman and Superman are just hanging out in their tower full of money and things like that. So I feel like he's the most relatable superhero.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I would love to spy on my son at school. I would just love to see what he's up to and how he reacts with other children and what his favorite things are to do, because I know at school he's probably a completely different person than he is at home.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
Well, I came here by plane. So nothing really interesting about that. I just got on the plane and came.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
Quality I like best about myself is probably my communication skills. I love talking to people, I love meeting people, I love listening, giving advice whenever I can. Quality I like the least about myself is sometimes I can be a tad bit unorganized with my things. I mean, it's like a chaotic order that I like to call. It's like it's messy, but I know where things are. And if I could just get things a little bit more in order, I feel like I could do a lot better.
You are majoring in rehab sciences. When did you first become interested in this field?
When I first took my first biology class in college, I knew I wanted to get into medicine or health-related field, and I just fell in love with it right away.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I plan on joining the Navy and becoming a medical professional in the Navy.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
An astronaut. I love everything about space, and I think it would just be awesome to not even I don't even have to go to the moon or anything like that, just to be in space working on the ISS or anything like that. I feel like it would be awesome.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing in regards to work or family or traveling?
Well, in 10 years, I would obviously love to have my own house with my son and maybe wife. I would love to have a dog, and travel-wise, I would love to have at least visited Japan or Australia for sure.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Well, my girlfriend and I, we're not really pizzazz about anything, so a romantic evening for us would be grabbing some takeout, going home, putting on a movie on Netflix. And then maybe going on a hot tub afterwards. Nothing too extravagant or anything like that.
What do you love most about your significant other?
The way she supports me through every decision that I make. She's always been there for me through my highs and lows, and I love her for that. She's always stuck with me and always supported my decisions.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Probably talk to her and give her advice whenever she's going through the same as she would do for me is probably the same I could do for her is whenever she's going through anything in her life, whether it's related to school or work, if I could just sit down with her and give her advice on what I think she should do, give her my opinion, that's probably the nicest thing I could do.
How did you meet your significant other?
I met her at work a couple of years ago.
Why did you decide to participate in the donor program?
Well, I know there's a lot of families and a lot of men especially that have problems with fertility. That was what first got my interest, and you know, I was just like to do what I can to help. You know, I did have a son, so I figured, you know, something's working, so I figured why not.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Yes, I have a message for the offspring listening to this interview. To always take challenges head on and never be afraid to be what you want to be.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4381.